Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's get to this group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, Ben and Kelly, I've got something I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Too embarrassed to talk to my family about it, and quite frankly, I'd be okay if they never knew.
Oh.
So please, please, please keep me anonymous.
Done and done.
Anyway, my husband and I got married a little over a month ago. It was a great ceremony. We were surrounded by our amazing friends and family, got mm-hmm. some great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the most surprising gifts was from a woman named, quote, Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
She's about 15 years older than we are and wasn't at the wedding.
Okay.
You see, early on in our relationship when we were dating, we hit a rough patch and, quote, Kyle, cheated on me with this woman.
Oh, gosh.
We spent many months and many hours in counseling to get past this and move on. Obviously, things recovered, and we've been solid for a few years. I haven't thought about this woman for a long time, and I just found out after we returned from our honeymoon that she had given my husband $5,000 that he never mentioned until now.
Ooh.
I don't know what to feel about this. I have so many questions. I tried talking about it with my husband. He reassured me that he hasn't spoken to her or kept in contact with her at all, and he was just as surprised as I was to get it.
Okay.
He told me he didn't want to tell me until later because he didn't want me to get upset. At first, I was confused as to why, after all these years, she would contact him, and then to give him such a large amount of money seems really confusing.
Yeah.
I told him all this, and he said he was as confused as I was. I don't think he's lying to me. And don't get me wrong, we're both 30, could really use the money. But I feel a little uneasy accepting this money from a woman who almost broke us up years ago.
True.
Am I being too stubborn about not wanting to accept it because of who it's from?
Uh-huh.
My husband thinks we should keep it. But to me, it feels dirty.
Yeah.
So what would you do? How would you handle it? Like I said, the only people who know about this affair are me, him, her, and my best friend. I don't want to drag my family into this. And that is why, Ben and Kelly, I'm coming to you and your listeners. Thanks so much for any help. Quote,
oh, wow.
Christina.
Yeah, I mean, I can also appreciate her wanting to not sour her new husband's image.
Sure.
Especially if that's something that they have already
they've dealt with
dealt with
in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Put in the past, but now it's thrust right in her face.
Yeah, here it is in the form of $5,000, which could be useful.
Well, for sure it could be useful for anyone. Yes,
dang it, we hate who it's from. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is that different than getting money that you know was, okay, no one can relate to this. I was going to say getting money that you know was stolen, you know.
No. No, if you know it's stolen, you have to give it back.
Right, right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, do you have to?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I mean, hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically,
do
even if you know it's stolen, yes.
Okay, all right, just checking. not that it would apply to me, but
this is a unique situation. Mm-hmm. It's from an ex-lover. What do we do with
that? Yeah. Yeah, and that, you know what is weird is, you know, I know she tackled it already. Like the, what? Hey, I thought this woman was in the past. Why is she sending this now?
And is it intended as a wedding gift?
Well,
hey, bygones, I feel bad. I almost broke you guys up. Here's $5,000 to patch it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know. Like, did she just send him a check? Did she Venmo him some money?
Like, don't know.
I think it's weird, especially that it came to him and not them.
Right.
Interesting.
Like, it could have been like with a note, like, oh, hey, I'm so happy for you guys. I'm glad that, you know.
Yeah, you found happiness.
Yes, worked out the way it should. Enjoy your.
We were never meant to be.
Something like that. Yes. Like, it could be like a guilt payoff.
Geez.
Like, maybe this
is
the other woman's way to expunge her soul.
Like, say, hey, I'm, you know, Kyle, you are actually a bigger jerk than you let on. You never told me that you were dating anyone. Here is $5,000.
$5,000? I don't know.
Here's $5,000.
I know.
But if that
was
the case.
I was thinking it sounds more like she's trying to make herself feel less guilty.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Well, maybe. Yeah. But
yes.
I was going to say, if that were the case, she would have definitely sent it maybe to just her.
Yeah.
Or she would have sent it to both of them, not just her husband.
Yeah. The fact that she sent it to him alone is a little fishy. Like, what are the intentions behind it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what's your take on this? Do you have a story of getting something like this from an ex-lover or an ex-partner and it being awkward?
I'm feeling a little salty. I haven't gotten a nice payout from any of my exes at this point.
Well, they all broke up with you.
Yes, but they could have sent me money because I felt bad.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel bad for breaking up with you. Here's some money.
Well,
okay.
I was thinking if you broke up with them, then it might be like, Kelly.
No, I could dry my tears with the money.
Remember?
If they would have just sent me some.
I have this much money. Look at me.
Breakup money would be appreciated.
Okay, yeah. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear, especially if you've been in a similar situation with, like, awkward gift sort of thing and how you handled it. But if you've got us, some insight on what she can do, let us know too. All right.
Yeah. Should she keep it? Should she not?
Yeah. So Christina, she is our listener, reached out. She just got married and found out after the honeymoon that a woman who her husband cheated with years ago sent him $5,000 as a wedding present.
And there's kind of some question as to the meaning behind this. Like, is she trying to expunge her guilt and wishing them well? And this is kind of the way that she thinks maybe she is, you know, burying the hatchet with, almost breaking them up. Or is she trying to meddle again? We've got a couple of opinions on Facebook. Brittany says, I kind of don't think it's a guilt payoff. I think it's more of a trying to break you up again, LOL. Take the money, do something nice for you two.
Interesting. Yeah, we got a text from another listener that said they should not keep the money. I would be concerned if there was hidden intentions associated with it.
Ooh.
Ooh, geez.
Okay, yeah, another text. I think it's dirty money. I think maybe she did it to get a reaction from him, possibly open up some type of communication to weasel her way back in. Yeah, and then Brittany's just like, I hate to say it, but are you sure they are still not involved?
Yeah, that's weird. It's just like out of the blue kind of thing where he's surprised. Now,
he was just a surprise. I know. Just confused, and then it's up to, her, Christina, to know if that he's telling the truth. She thinks he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we've got to respect that she thinks that he is telling the truth. And I don't want to just completely throw him under the bus, because how can he, like, help who sends him what, you know?
Right.
I don't know. But it just seems a little odd. Right.
Right. And there, people are kind of divided on, some are like, hey, money is money. Keep the money. Do something nice for you two. Others are like, it's dirty money. Don't take it. Like, send it back. So, and then Stephanie's got some questions. And again, we don't have like the full story with the intention or how it was sent. Number one, how did Kyle know it was from Maggie and hide it? Number two, how did he become in possession of the money in the first place? Like, how was it sent? And how did Maggie even know he was getting married? Well,
social media. Yeah, I was going to say social media. Yeah. I don't necessarily see that as salacious or weird because, especially if there have been pictures and stuff like that. Hey, get married, whatever, blah, 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 blah. She knows. And, I'm sure she can find out. And if they still run or have mutual friends or, I have no idea how her now husband
don't think
found
that, they,
that woman, you know, yeah, what I mean? Or they found each other.
I don't think
other.
They have mutual friends because there is a big age difference.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's
so I don't think they're running in the same circle. But Mary said, take it. Send a thank you card with a wedding photo of the two of you.
Yeah, okay, I'm kind of like that where I'm like, hey, take the money. They gave it. She gave it to you. Just use the money for something. Put it away, invest it, who knows, or give some of it to charity, but take the money, don't necessarily give it back, but I would definitely send something back to her, like a, hey, we're over this, thank you and goodbye.
Well, yeah, Mary said it's acknowledged when you do that and shows how happy the two of you are. I agree to put the money in an account, let it grow, or better, put it in a high interest CD, let her money grow for the two of you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good idea, because then you can keep the money and also say a thank you with a strongly worded message that my wife and I are super happy. We're moving on. Thanks, though.
Man, there's still something about this that seems a little not right. But let's...
Well, if Kyle is willing to do that and put, you know, on display in front of this woman, you know, happily married.
Yep.
This is my life now.
Yep.
Then I think that should also further confirm to Christina that he didn't solicit this.
Yeah.
They're not still in contact. He doesn't still want a relationship with this woman.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, we can kind of end it there. And really, Christina, it's up to you now to figure out if you can get over this. But
well, Christina says, what's your therapist say? Because they did go through counseling over this woman.
Yeah.
So it might be worth revisiting.
Sure. All right. Well, hey, good luck. We think, hey, get yourself something nice or invest it, you know. Don't get something that's, like, tangible, because
invest it in some way and let it grow.
I was going to say, if you get something tangible, then you'll be able to be reminded of that every single time you see it.
Maggie bought that for us.
Or buy a used car, used junker car or something. I don't know.
No, I mean, $5,000 is a good amount, and I think it's money that you didn't have before,
right.
So think of it as you don't have it now and invest it to let it grow.
All right. Good. All good thoughts. Christina, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.